This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Haitian President Jovenel Moïse was shot dead by unidentified attackers in his private residence overnight in a, quote, inhumane and barbaric act, and his wife was injured, Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph said on Wednesday. He says the police and army had the security situation under control, but gunshots could be heard throughout the capital after the attack, which occurred amid a rise of wave of politically linked violence in the impoverished Caribbean nation. With Haiti politically divided and facing a growing humanitarian crisis and shortages of food, there are fears of widespread disorder. The Dominican Republic says it's closing the border it shares with Haiti on the island of Hispaniola. Joseph said in an interview with Radio Caribes, quote, the president was injured and succumbed to those injuries. Moïse faced fierce protest after taking office as president in 2017, with the opposition accusing him this year of seeking to install a dictatorship by overstaying his mandate and becoming more authoritarian, charges he denied. Moïse had ruled by decree for more than a year after the country failed to hold legislative elections and wanted to push through a controversial constitutional reform. The search for victims of the collapse of a Miami-area high-rise condo building reached its 14th day on Wednesday, with the death toll at 36 and more than 100 people still unaccounted for. 8 more deaths were reported Tuesday, the most for a single day since the search began. It also came as rain and wind from Tropical Storm Elsa disrupted the effort, though the storm is on track to make landfall far across Florida. Severe weather from Elsa hindered search efforts to a degree. This is VOA News.